Well, good morning. Weren't they excellent? Hi, my name's Will. I'm one of the Wills. I'm Will Briggs. I'm the associate rector here. I often go to St Nick's School for the assemblies, and I often stand there in awe at the singing, certainly as it compares to my own. And so it's great to be here. It's great to be here worshipping and singing and praising as people of all different ages. And one of the joys of that is a lot of us are coming here with our children or with our parents. And there's something I notice about parents and children. Now, I've got a couple of visual aids, and I want you to sort of understand what I'm trying to say here. So here's two of my visual aids that are coming up just now. Right? I wonder if you can notice something. You see, come up here, girls. Now, I'm going to give you a secret. One of these is my child. Which one do you think it is? Which one do you think it is?
The one on the left.
The one on the left. Do you think it's because I'm left-handed? Why do you think the one on the left?
No clue.
No clue. Who thinks which one's my child?
The one on the left.
And why about the one on the left?
Because she's got ginger hair.
See, there you go. The one on the left because she's got ginger hair. And she used to have an Australian accent. Thank you, girls. I've got another visual aid that I prepared earlier. Where's my other visual aid that I prepared earlier? Now, here's a handsome young thing. Now, if you look at this handsome young boy, first of all, we notice that he's handsome. And he's got a sort of healthy complexion, and he's snuffling to me in a Scottish accent. So I wonder who he might belong to. You, sir, do you have a lovely complexion? Are you handsome? You're certainly that. Do you speak in the... Don't think this one belongs to you, right? No. Who might he belong to? How can I work this out? Are you related to this one?
No,
not quite the same. Just as handsome, but not quite the same. Who do you think this one belongs to? Over here, I see a handsome man with a healthy complexion and a Scottish accent. I think this one belongs to you. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Give Murray a clap, please. You see, the point of this is that for lots of us, there's things that parents and children have in common. And sometimes it's not always what we look like. Some of us have parents that we don't look like at all for some reasons. But we still have something in common. We share something with our parents, and it could be our values or a way of looking at life or the things that we have that we both love together. And I can tell you that when you're a parent yourself and when you're a father, you realize you don't just give them your red hair or your handsomeness, and you don't just want to give them the things they need, like the food or the house to live in. You want to pour some of yourself into your child. You want to show them, this is how you are, and this is how the world is, and this is how you love, and this is how you have courage, and these are the things that you need to do. You pour yourself out into your child. Are all the parents looking blankly at me, or is this something you understand? Yes? And I think that's interesting, because in our reading today, we have a passage that talks about how God gave his one and only son. And so the language of father and son is caught up into how we talk about God. Just last week, our handsome young Scottish friend was baptized here in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so these words that we use describe God in some way. So I want you to imagine what God might be like. Does he stand there off by himself thinking godly things? Or is he like a father? with a love that pours out and continually pours out, who gives of himself and shares himself. And one of the things that we understand is God is like that. And he eternally and perfectly has poured himself out. And so God the Father pours himself out into God the Son, and it's such an eternal and perfect giving of himself that the Son is just like the Father. They are both of the same essence. And if you can imagine that between them, as the pouring out of the Father into the Son happens, there is such power and energy and love, that power and energy and love is God as well. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so can you imagine what it might have been like at the very beginning when God wanted to make the world? Can you imagine what might have been going on? The Father says, let's make something that we can love. Let's make someone we can love. And the Son goes, yes and amen, let's do that. And the Holy Spirit goes, woof. And there is light. The picture of God creating in the Bible is that God creates as he loves. As the Father loves the Son and the Son loves the Father, the Holy Spirit goes woof and things happen. We are loved into existence. And can you imagine what might happen later when God looks at the world that he has made, but which we have hurt with our sin and our brokenness? And can you imagine the heart of the Father that says, we need to go and help them. Let's go and be with them. Let's be part of the problem and fix it from the inside, if you know what I mean. And the Father says, let's go to our people. And the Son says, yes, let's go. And the Holy Spirit goes, woof, and hovers over a young woman, and a child is formed and born, and that child is God himself. And now when the Father goes, let's do good in this world, let's bring light, let's bring truth, that pouring out happens not into someone we can't understand or see, but into a person, Jesus, who is one of us. And the Holy Spirit works through him and brings light and life and truth wherever we go. And then the Son goes, come to me, and catches us up into the very love of God. And now we live in a place where we, who follow Jesus, are caught up into that love. The Father says, let's be light to this world. Let's make this world right. Let's bring truth. And the love goes out and is caught up into us, his people. And the very Spirit that formed the universe now works amongst us to bring light to the world. In our passage today it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. It goes on to talk about how Jesus is the light of the world. In a minute we're going to get Chris Dingles, and at the very heart of that Chris Dingle is a candle which reminds us of that light, the light of God, the light of God poured out into this world, and the light of God that God pours out into us so that we can be a light to the world as well. Amen. Merry Christmas.